Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim. I've always wondered, who's your favorite member of the band?
Easy. Van Morrison.
There it is. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, there you go. All right, Patrick, you like new music.
I do. I like any kind of music that's new.
All kinds of music. Both kinds of music.
Good and bad. Uneasy and easy listening.
Country and Western. You also like beer.
I do. I love beer.
I'm going to open this Modelo that you just set in front of me.
Yeah, a cold Modelo.
So Modelo, that's a Mexican.
It is.
Beer. Mm-hmm. And you drink this because of DC United?
I drink it because it's cheap and cold and tastes really good. I like Modelo. I think it's an excellent lager. Really, really kind of a nice Modelo special. I'll tell you, too, Negro Modelo is a really nice beer, too.
It is.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's usually what I get at DC United.
But I think that's interesting when you go to a...
Or a Tecate.
Yeah, Tecate. That's actually what I usually get at the DC United.
Yep.
I do like that. That's one of the things I like about going to the American Soccer is that they've adapted... Is that the right word? I don't know. They have a sort of a Latin flavor.
That's right.
To the soccer matches, right?
That.
Because, of course, soccer is much bigger in Mexico and South America than it is in the U.S. So they were like, hey, let's, take that on.
Totally
part
agree,
of our
Jim.
Thing.
Yeah. And I love that they've embraced the flavor of the people that live in this country. That's an interesting idea.
And there's that, too.
Yeah, well.
Exactly. So it's great. The other thing I like, I'll just say this real quickly. This is not beer talk, but it could be. We could go that direction. As longtime listeners may know, I'm a new convert to the soccer.
Yes.
I don't really know much of anything about it still today, but I enjoy going to it.
Yeah.
And you've turned me on to a lot of the soccer. But the thing about it is, unlike other American sporting events, it's continuous action.
Yes.
There are very few stops in the action, unless somebody gets hurt or whatever.
Right.
So there's not a lot of chance to go down to the concessions when you're at a match.
There's no timeouts.
Right. So you basically have your before the match and then at the halftime.
That's right.
The intermission.
Yep.
You can go and get your beer. And what I love about the DC United is they sell the 24-ounce beers.
Yes, they do.
It is like the perfect amount of beer for one half of
really
soccer.
Is. You get a beer in the first, beer in the second, you're done. Yeah. That's great.
It's great.
I love it.
I don't know who figured this out.
Somebody smart.
But I salute them. Yes. It's really great. Now, this is not the 24-ounce. This is the 12.
That's a 12.
Because we're just here in the basement.
That's right. And you've had some Nibble Giant.
But it's the Modelo.
That's right. It's really tasty. And I will say this, Jim, before we move on to the topic of our show here on Rockin' the Suburbs. You've been to the stadium of Borussia Dortmund, which is one of the destination places in Europe to see a soccer match. They have the yellow wall of Dortmund.
Yes.
It's like 80 million people all standing holding Dortmund scarves. It's when you see it on TV and in a European Champions League game or a Bundesliga game, you're like, wow, that's a place I want to go.
I'm going to tell you this real quickly. I may have actually mentioned story at some point, maybe on the old podcast, I think.
Perhaps.
But this is Rockin' the Suburbs, by the way. This is not soccer
I said that.
And beer talk. Yes, you did say that. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And let me just tell you real quickly that it's been several years now. It's been, what year are we in now? 2019? It was like 2011-ish, somewhere around there.
Right.
I had a great opportunity to go to Germany.
Yep. And your t-shirt still looks great.
And went with the whole family. And while was visiting the in-laws, my in-laws were actually living in Germany at the time. And they were living near Dortmund in a suburb of Dortmund. And while I'm there, literally, this is how cool it was, Patrick. While I'm there for a week, I said, I wonder if the local soccer team is playing.
Yeah.
While I'm here, because I'm up for new experiences. That must be cool. I did not know. I mean, I kind of sort of knew because my father-in-law was like wearing BVB stuff and whatever. But I did not realize how big of a deal the Dortmund club is.
And, it's a big deal.
And so so I was like, I looked it up online. I'm like, oh, they do have a home match while we're here.
Yeah.
And I wonder if I can get tickets. And I drove to the stadium. I think it was the day before the match, and I just went up and I found a guy who spoke English, and he explained to me like how you can get the tickets and blah blah blah. And so, and they were very very expensive. But yeah. I thought, when am I going to be in Dortmund, Germany again? Like, I gotta do this. And so I bought 3 tickets for me and the 2 kids. And we went the next day, and it was a delight.
I can imagine.
So much fun. We had such a blast. I'm so happy that I did that.
That's amazing, Jim. And can I tell you one quick fact? It's the biggest soccer stadium in Germany.
Yeah. Oh, it was huge. Yeah. It was huge. It was really, really fun.
Yeah.
We had a great time. So how do we get on this exactly? Modelo beer.
Modelo, that's right. Thank you, Modelo, for taking us where we are. But it's great. I mean, think about Borussia Dortmund. Jurgen Klopp, who now coaches Liverpool, started there. So,
and they won 2-0 while I was there.
Oh, that's
against
even better.
Nuremberg.
Ah, hate those Nurembergers.
And it was really fun. And what are we talking about today?
Let me bring this back to America, Jim. I will say this, folks, and we're going to get on to a call that we have.
It has nothing to do with any of this.
That's right. But I will say this, to bring it back to America, Christian Pulisic, who now plays for Chelsea FC, but is also probably, you know, the star American player in the men's game. He's no Carly Lloyd or Megan Rapinoe, but he's a fine player. He started at Dortmund. That's where he cut his teeth, and he did really well and earned a big transfer to Chelsea. And now, back to music.
Well, I will tell you, in the Lenihan household, where the boy knows a lot more about soccer than I do, Dortmund is the team.
Oh, great. That's excellent.
That is the team. That's the number one team.
I love watching them play, Jim.
If we were to rank the teams that we root for, it would be Dortmund number one, partly because we've been there.
Yeah. Well, why not?
That's a big thing.
That's a great reason.
I think Everton number two.
Sure. They're having a great season.
Which he latched onto because of Wayne Rooney at the time. And then probably DC United number three.
That's pretty good.
That would be the three teams.
Loudoun United.
Yes.
Probably number one. Yes. But I will say this. Once Jurgen Klopp was asked, Jim, what his style of coaching and football was, and he said, it's not a symphony. It's heavy metal.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
So it ties it into...
Right back to us.
The show. All right. This is about music.
Yeah, it always is.
And the music we're going to talk about today is new music, because we, from time to time, we'll have shows where we highlight new music that we've gotten into.
Yes.
And then we always say at the end, if there's anything new that you really like, let us know about that.
That's right.
And once in a while, people do that, including our friend Gerald Trzezinski.
Sweet, man.
From Canada. And he...
I'll stop anything I'm doing all day to listen to what Gerald has
to
say. I love him.
Would you like to listen to it right now?
Let's do it.
Gerald Trzezinski calling from the suburb of Toronto, Mississauga, Ontario. Calling with my pick for the month of August. It is not a new artist. It is a vintage artist. The one and only Mr. Robbie Robertson. He's putting out his first album in 5 years called Cinematic. It's partly inspired by his personal life and part from a soundtrack for an upcoming movie called The Irishman. The album itself is not due out until the end of September, but the lead single came out in August, featuring the legendary Irishman himself, Mr. Van Morrison, joining Robbie Robertson on vocals. So, Robbie Robertson was not the lead singer of the band, first and foremost. He was a guitar player. So, if you are interested in any of his solo music, that's when you will get to hear his distinct voice. Almost more of a speak-sing, I would go with. And Van Morrison, of course, everyone knows him from Moondance, Brown Eyed Girl, and go on and on there. The lead single is called I Hear You Paint Houses. It is apparently an Irish slang term, which is in the movie, meaning I hear you're a hitman. But it's got some great vocals from both Van and Robbie. The lyrics are great. You know, what can I say? It's all about someone looking to hire an Irish hitman. Well worth the listen. Some good guitar work. It does throw me back a little to Robbie's debut solo album back in the 80s. Give it a shot. Anyhow, have a good one. Thanks. Bye.
It was a great call, Gerald. Don't
worry
about
it. That was fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So Robbie Robertson... the song he mentioned is called I Hear You Paint Houses.
Yeah.
And it's apparently part of this Martin Scorsese movie, The Irishman. Would you like to hear a little bit of that first?
Love to.
And we can discuss. Okay. Van.
Man, and let me say this about Van Morrison, Jim, and I have a lot of Van Morrison albums. He could sing a menu, and he could also sing a song he wrote. He could sing a song about a river, and he still sounds the same.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were talking about this before we turned on the microphones, right? You saw the vibrators recently.
I did.
And you just said, essentially, when you recognize authenticity,
yeah,
it strikes you to the core, and that's exactly what happened right there. That's what I heard, man. It took me back to that conversation. When you hear first wave stuff, you recognize it.
Well, I just think of, when I think of the Robbie Robertson, Van Morrison connection, I think of Van Morrison performing Caravan in The Last Waltz, which is a highlight of that movie.
It's
really amazing performance. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on just Robbie Robertson, I guess, in general? Like, you know, we all know he was, you know, a big part of the band. As Gerald said, he wasn't the lead singer. I mean, he would sing, but he was really the guitarist in the band.
Yeah.
But then he kind of broke out. I was surprised to see this. Well, in the late 80s, he had this album, self-titled solo album. It came out in 87.
Yeah,
I didn't realize it was that long ago.
I remember that.
But it's really good. I bought that on CD at the time.
Well, and let me take a step back, too, and say that what I think you said about guitarist is really important, because Robbie Robertson and the Hawks, you know, as they were originally called, were very popular in Canada. They played with, everybody knows who they played behind, right? And then I think he became known for that in a certain sense, but yet he did write some of the most important songs on those band records, and always wrote great music. And you know, even as a teenager from Canada going down to Arkansas to play with Ronnie Hawkins, he knew how to play the blues, and he had that innate understanding of that. So I also think, you know, having read his biography and stuff, that he should be a very well-respected figure in rock and roll music. I also think he was a bit of an operator. Like, he knew how to, you know, keep his image together, and he knew how to sort of deal with personalities. And I think, you know, there were some really serious addiction problems in the band. I mean, Rick Danko and Richard Manuel, I think, you know, most importantly, and Levon Helm, too, all struggled with sort of being up in Woodstock at that time and, you know, being Dylan's favorite band and being really, really good. But I think what the band didn't realize was that rock and roll was going to go on. And I think Robbie realized that.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, this is a long-term career. You guys don't burn out. And they all burn out. And he sort of said, like, you know, I see where this is going. So I think he's always had vision. It's great that he's putting a record together, you know.
He was sort of the level-headed guy, right?
Always, yeah. And he became really interested in film, and he worked with Scorsese on Last Waltz, and they did movie soundtracks, so he knew what he was doing. The King of Comedy soundtrack, Jim, it's been talked about on this podcast, and one of his greatest collaborations, so. I'm a nimble giant.
I think Robbie Robertson, he's kind of a curious figure in sort of the history of rock and roll.
Yeah, for sure, man.
He's definitely had an impact, and I think he's very well regarded, and I think people who are into his music are like really into his music, but he's also kind of been a bit under the radar too. Like, you know, and I think he's been fine with that.
Right. I think so too. And I think he's been really savvy about leveraging that into a great career. But, you know, I think also Robbie was a little bit ahead of his time in the sense of understanding how a band worked and film and music worked and all that stuff. That's too.
I don't mean this disparagingly, but he's
I don't either. I respect Robbie.
He's sort of like the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right, Jim. You just said it right.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, thank you for the suggestion, Gerald.
So great to hear from Gerald. Yeah, he's been busy. He was driving in the car, so he just had time.
That's right.
Folks, I just want to say, if you're going to call us on the Suburban Party Line, which is, the number is
612-440-1984. There you go.
I just want to say, make sure you pull over to a rest stop or a safe place. Or if you're on the highway in West Virginia and no one's around, go ahead and call us. But just be careful.
Or email us rock@suburbspod.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. Mm-hmm. Please do all that stuff. We'd love to hear about new music, whether it is young artists or legacy artists, right?
That's right. And I will say this, Jim, really quickly. Go to the Rock and the Suburbs website, suburbspod.com, and just find the newsletter tab and just sign up for our newsletter. Mm-hmm. You know, we all put a lot of work in that. It's really fun. It's different. It's got some cool features. I mean, look, I know Spotify has New Release Radar and Friday Playlists and all that stuff, but Jim's doing a great column on new releases. Like, it's really the stuff you need to know.
Yeah.
I'm starting to like not paying attention to anything else because he really tunes into my taste. So just go and sign up for that.
All right. So check that out. Maybe we'll have Robbie in there.
Oh, don't be so shy, Jim. It's a really good column.
All right. Cool. Yes. Sign up for the newsletter. And what do we got coming up? Oh, we got some other cool stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to say what it is.
No, I don't even, because if we do, it's going to ruin it.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
So we'll talk to you guys.
We have music for that?
I don't think we do yet.
Okay.
All right.
If you want to sleep my coffin, it's available.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And here is Robbie Robertson singing Once We're Brothers. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
When the light goes out and you can't go on, you'll miss your brothers, your brothers, but now they're gone. When the light goes out, we go our own way, nothing here but dark. No reason to stay. Once we're brothers, brothers no more. We lost our connection after the war. There'll be no revival, there'll be no encore. Once we're brothers, brothers no more. When the curtain comes down, we let go of the past.
a quick beer story.
Yeah.
The thing I was struck by was the concessionaires that they have there, the people. So in America, when you go to a baseball game or a football game, you got the guys walking up and down the aisles. Yeah. Like, beer here, beer Peanuts. Here. Yeah, you're right. And you buy a beer from them, whatever. They have the same deal at the Bundesliga, but instead, the Germans love their beer. But
they like it.
Instead of just pouring you a can of beer into a cup or that sort of thing.
Yep.
They actually have a Heineken, like mini sort of keg device on their back.
No way.
Strapped onto their back.
So you get a fresh keg.
With like a little tap.
That's genius, man.
That they just,
Yeah. That's how we'll distribute the rock in the suburbs beer.
Into the cup, and there you go. Right?
When we get our draft beer partnership, that's the only way it will be distributed.